This morning we learned about a fascinating new exhibit at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. Alphonse Mouha, Master of Art Nouveau, is on display through March 18th. The exhibit examines how Mouha exploited the advertising poster to create a new movement in art. His work helped shape the aesthetics of French art at the turn of the 20th century and formed the cornerstone of the international Art Nouveau movement. To tell us more, we welcome Jonathan Canning, who is Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming at the Hyde. Jonathan, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how did you set your sights on Alphonse Mouha?
When we look for exhibitions that come to the Hyde, we go to a number of traveling exhibition services, and this one just leapt off the page when we saw that it was available. We thought that even if our visitors didn't recognize the name Mouha, and there are all sorts of ways of pronouncing it, others may know him as Mouka. Mm-hmm. They would know the imagery, and the imagery would really speak to them. So it wasn't a hard decision at all to get this show for the Hyde.
Talk about a little bit about his background, of how he came to the art that we so associate him to.
Well, he throughout his life aspired to be a great painter of historic and grand paintings and subject matter, but he had to pay the bills, and he went into advertising and publishing art. Really, he was born in the Czech lands of Austria-Hungary. He went first to Munich and then on to Paris. He lost his sponsorship. So any art students out there may know about losing sponsorship or scholarships. And so to pay the bills as a student in Paris, he started working for publishers.
The time frame, when are we talking, his years of influence?
So he moved to Paris around 1890. He made it big Christmas Day, according to the story, in 1894, and then he was influential till the First World War.
So how did he make it big on Christmas Day?
So according to the story he tells, he was filling in for a friend who had gone off for the holidays in a print shop in Paris, and the great French actress Sarah Bernhardt called in, needing a last-minute sumptuous poster to advertise her new play. It needed to be on the streets of Paris by New Year's Day, and Mouha was in the right place at the right time to design what really launched his career. We have a couple of examples of the poster in the exhibition at the Hyde, and it's really a stunning image. You feel like you're walking right up to the figure of Sarah Bernhardt, this great actress.
And as you say, then it became so influential, and people would come to him for what? What were they looking for him and in his art for them? Ultimately, what were they hoping to get out of his work?
They saw incredible refinement and polish, but an unerring confidence in the future. I think what we need to understand about this period leading up to the First World War is that Europe was very confident about what the future would look like, the sort of marriage of tradition with new industries and science. And Mouha found a way of putting all of that into his art, celebrating all these great social changes in the decade before. I think Toulouse-Lautrec had identified some of these changes. You know, this great French artist who loved to hang around Montmartre and the perhaps sleazier side of Paris life. Mouha is much more stylish, and all his characters are refined and elegant and confident, particularly the women.
I was thinking about this as I was doing just doing some research last night. If you think of somebody like, I know we have this conversation a lot about Norman Rockwell, of the Rockwell of as an illustrator being looked at as an artist. Was there any of that here where you had a person who was working in advertising, who was working in poster art, and how they were taken by and accepted by the greater art world?
I think as with Rockwell, Mujer's popularity starts with magazines and book illustrations and then moving into posters. It was so unusual. His whole movement was something new, that they were pulling off the posters before the glue set on the hoardings on the streets of Paris. They were taking them home. The publishing houses, when they realized what they had in Mujer, they started reprinting his advertisements, removing reference to the product placement, and mm-hmm. just printing the design, offering it to subscribers of magazines, issuing special editions. People bought them up, and they decorated their homes with them. They decorated the walls, the screens. And then he just became this sort of interior design movement. He influenced clothing, fashion, and jewelry. He got into architecture, his most famous piece was he designed the shop window in the interior sales rooms of a jewelry store, the Fouquet boutique in Paris.
So with that in mind, let us talk about some of the work that's individual work within the show, and the breadth of the show that shows that career.
So we start with some of his earliest pieces. So even though Mujer tells this dramatic story of the phone call on Christmas Day from Sarah Bernhardt, he was already working as a book illustrator and having success in that field. I think Sarah Bernhardt knew who he was.
Right. There's a reason that Sarah Bernhardt called you.
Yeah, yes. And then we follow his career. There are some wonderful posters. I think many people may know his Cycles Perfecta. It's this young, valiant young girl leaning over the handlebars of a bicycle. Her hair is just flowing. She has a smile, a sort of come hither, cycle the Loire Valley with me sort of look. That was one of his great successful pieces. And then the exhibition runs through, and it ends with a few pieces related to his great dream of becoming this a painter of Czech national imagery. And so he painted 20 monumental canvases that are in Prague, the history of the Czechs and the Slavs. And we have some drawings, some posters related to that great epic that he completed in around 1928.
So he realized that dream.
He realized his dream, yes.
Yes. Is there a standout image for you in the exhibit of the one that the crowd seemed to flock to?
Well, I think it's the Sarah Bernhardt posters, and they're what really grabbed me when I was looking at the show and thinking of how to lay it out. So I put them right up front and center. You walk into the show, and if you can imagine one of those dressmakers' angled mirrors,
yes.
I arranged the walls so that you walk into a four-sided space with three life-size posters of Sarah Bernhardt. So you walk right into her presence, and she's there's the completed poster, and then there are two color separation proofs, because we can also explore some of Mujer's technique of printmaking in the show through drawings and separation plates and things like that.
The other thing, too, and you've mentioned it a couple of times just as we draw to a close here, but the size of these works is they're quite large.
Yes. The Sarah Bernhardts are about 8 feet tall. There's an enormous Job cigarette papers advertisement poster that's a good 5 feet tall. Yes, they're stunning works.
Well, it's a beautiful exhibit. It is Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau, on display through March 18th at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. I assume you have a lot of other programs going on around it?
Oh, yes. And so do let me tell everyone about a really wonderful evening planned for March 10th. We are working with Electric City Couture, and there'll be four or five models dressed in a contemporary version of Mucha dotted around Hyde House. That's something new for us. It's going to be a very exciting collaboration, and that is March 10th.
March 10th. You can find out information about the exhibit, find out information about that event and all the events by going to hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. Again, Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau, is on display through March 18th at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. Jonathan Canning is Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming. Jonathan, always great to see you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My
Be
pleasure.
Well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.